Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Genius of Israel by Dan Senior explores how a small country facing persistent security threats, political fragmentation, and deep cultural divisions has still managed to build a dynamic economy and a resilient society. Known for analyzing Israel's innovation story, Senior shifts attention from startups alone to the broader national capacity to absorb shocks and adapt under pressure. The book considers Israel's turbulent regional environment, its domestic debates over identity and governance, and the recurring tests of war, terror, and geopolitical uncertainty. Rather than presenting a simple success narrative, it examines the tensions that coexist with achievement, including disputes between secular and religious communities, Jewish and Arab citizens, and competing visions of democracy. Through a wide lens, Senior highlights the institutions, civic habits, and historical experiences that have shaped Israel's ability to rebound from crises and keep building. The result is a big-picture portrait of national endurance and reinvention. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, resilience as a national operating system. A central idea of the book is that Israel's advantage is not only innovation but a repeated capacity to recover, retool, and keep functioning through disruption. Senior frames resilience as something more systemic than courage during emergencies. It is a set of expectations and routines across government, business, and civil society that assumes volatility and prepares for it. Israel's history of wars, terrorism, diplomatic isolation, and economic uncertainty has made crisis management a normal part of leadership rather than a rare exception. That pressure, the book argues, can accelerate learning cycles, push organizations to improvise, and reward fast decision-making. The narrative also emphasizes that resilience does not mean the absence of trauma or disagreement. It means that institutions and communities find ways to continue working despite them, from maintaining continuity of daily life under threat to quickly restoring economic activity after shocks. The book presents resilience as a practical capability built over decades. This topic helps readers understand Israel not as a miracle story, but as a case study in how societies internalize risk and convert it into adaptability. Secondly, division, identity, and the paradox of cohesion, the book devotes significant attention to Israel's internal divisions and how they coexist with moments of shared purpose. Senior highlights the reality of a society that is intensely argumentative, politically fragmented, and split across religious, ideological, and ethnic lines. These cleavages shape debates over national identity, democratic norms, military service, education, and the role of religion in public life. At the same time, the book explores a paradox. A nation can be divided and still demonstrate strong social mobilization when confronted with external threats or collective challenges. This does not imply uniformity or harmony. Rather, it suggests that Israel's civic energy includes both conflict and cooperation, and that disagreement can be a sign of engagement rather than collapse. By examining how diverse communities negotiate power and belonging, Senior portrays a society constantly renegotiating its social contract. For readers, this topic offers a lens to understand how resilience may depend on the ability to hold competing identities in tension, while maintaining some shared institutions and commitments that keep the country functional even during intense political disagreement. Thirdly, security pressures and their ripple effects. Israel's security environment is presented as a continuous shaping force rather than a background detail. The book looks at how recurring threats and military conflicts influence leadership culture, public expectations, and national priorities. Security needs have historically driven investments in intelligence, defense technology, and rapid response capabilities. But Senior also connects the security mindset to broader patterns of problem solving. Mandatory military service and the prominence of defense institutions have helped create networks, leadership training, and a bias toward action, all of which can spill over into business and civic life. At the same time, the book does not treat security as purely beneficial. Persistent conflict strains social cohesion, affects international perceptions, and can intensify internal moral and political debates. This topic clarifies how a nation can be simultaneously hardened and vulnerable, innovative and constrained. For readers unfamiliar with Israel, the discussion provides context for why public discourse is often urgent and why resilience is continuously tested. It also helps explain why Israeli decision-making may prioritize speed and redundancy, reflecting a lived assumption that circumstances can deteriorate quickly and without warning. Fourthly, institutions, networks, and the innovation ecosystem beyond startups. While Israel is widely associated with entrepreneurship, Senior broadens the conversation to the institutions and networks that make adaptation possible. The book links national resilience to dense relationships across the military, academia, diaspora connections, venture capital, and policy frameworks that encourage experimentation. Instead of treating innovation as a collection of isolated success stories, it is presented as an ecosystem with feedback loops, where talent circulates and ideas move quickly from one sector to another. The emphasis on networks matters because it suggests that resilience is socially distributed. When people are connected across industries and communities, knowledge transfers faster and resources mobilize more efficiently during crises. Senor also highlights how Israel's small size can be an advantage, allowing leaders and institutions to coordinate rapidly and learn from failures without prolonged bureaucracy. This topic is useful for readers interested in economic development because it shifts the question from how to create more startups to how to build connective tissue that supports reinvention. It also underscores that resilience depends on credible institutions and practical collaboration, not only on individual brilliance. Lastly, lessons for other democracies in a turbulent world. A major contribution of the book is its relevance beyond Israel. Senor positions Israel as an example of how democracies can operate amid polarization, external threats, and rapid technological and geopolitical change. The discussion invites readers to consider what features of Israeli society are transferable and what are uniquely tied to history and geography. Transferable lessons include building a culture that anticipates disruption, developing leadership pipelines that reward responsibility under pressure, and investing in institutions that can learn quickly. The book also raises questions about the costs of constant mobilization and the dangers of allowing divisions to become existential. For readers in other countries facing political fragmentation, the Israeli case becomes a mirror for examining social trust, the capacity of government to act, and the role of civic participation. This topic emphasizes that resilience is not merely emergency response, but a long-term orientation toward uncertainty. By drawing attention to practical mechanisms rather than slogans, the book encourages leaders, entrepreneurs, and citizens to think about how to design systems that keep functioning when consensus is scarce and the world is unstable. In conclusion, this book suits readers interested in geopolitics, national security, political polarization, and economic development, as well as anyone who wants a realistic look at how a modern democracy survives repeated shocks. It is especially valuable for business leaders, policy professionals, journalists, and students who already know the headline story of Israel as a startup nation and want to understand the deeper social and institutional machinery behind endurance. The practical benefit is perspective. Senor frames resilience as a set of habits and systems that can be studied, strengthened, and debated, not as a mysterious national trait. Readers may come away with sharper ways to think about crisis preparation, civic cohesion, and the trade-offs that accompany constant pressure. Compared with many books that focus narrowly on Israel's tech scene or on one political narrative, this one emphasizes a broader, more integrative lens across security, society, and institutions. That breadth makes it worth buying for people who want a single, accessible framework for understanding why Israel keeps adapting despite division and what that reveals about the challenges facing other turbulent democracies today. If you would like to support Dan Senior, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.